Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A Riffage Media production.
Hey. Sorry I'm a little late. I brought you this to make up for it.
Aw, thank you. I haven't been here long.
My parents would not stop talking. They heard the radio towers were repaired.
Yeah, Tessa told me they were close, but I'll believe it when I actually hear someone's voice on the other side.
That's exciting, though, yeah? The possibility of talking with another safe zone? To find out who else is out there? How they're running things?
I guess, but for all I know, we're the last inhabited one.
That might be the most depressing thing you've ever said. And I have 100 examples.
Just with our luck in the past, that's how I imagine it. But I'll try to cling to some of that hope of yours.
Sheesh, Debbie Downer. Wrong side of the bed? Gum in your hair?
I'm sorry. I know it has the potential to be a big deal for this place.
It just seems like something has taken you away the last few days.
I don't know exactly what. It just comes in waves.
Right before I walked over, what was on your mind? Other than...
I was thinking about how you were late to celebrate 1 month since that picnic when we got back.
Yeah. But really, I know that's not it.
I was thinking about that girl. I just can't shake it, no matter what I do to take my mind off of it. I know it was a month ago, and I didn't even know her, but...
It's okay that you still think about what happened. That's a very normal thing to do.
I just think I'm wasting time. I should be using that energy for something productive.
You simply can't forget about everyone you've lost. Even a stranger. You have to remember them, but just know that there's room for other things too.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Here.
God, your positivity can be exhausting. You could have been a therapist in another life. Or perhaps maybe still in this one.
I can't exactly get my license anymore.
Eh, who needs it anyway? I saw the search crew roster for tomorrow that Robert posted. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I knew this day would eventually come.
I'm sure everything will be okay.
Robert assured me it would be. He's going with us to show me the ropes.
And we went out there together. I know it was traumatic, but you made it back in one piece. Odds are you might not even see any sick.
That experience didn't give me a lot of confidence, though. I wasn't helpful. I wasn't comfortable with the gun.
The guys in those search crews are more than happy to shoot to kill. That's why they signed up. Just because you have a gun doesn't mean you'll have to use it.
I guess.
If you're that worried about going out there, you could have just told them you were interested in something else. Showed them the other skills that you have.
Sarah, I'm not good at anything. I have no skills. I didn't get to develop any interests. We were only focused on making it to the next day.
And I wasn't trying to survive?
Of course you were. It wasn't an attack on you. That's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying you're fortunate enough to have known what you wanted to do in life before it all happened. I didn't know. And now it seems like it's too late to figure it out.
Well, I know what you're good at.
What?
Talking.
Hey.
I don't mean it like that. I'm talking about being able to communicate with people. You should see if you can hang around headquarters with Angie.
The leader of our safe zone doesn't have time for me.
It doesn't hurt to ask. I know Robert's team is desperate, but she might have room for you with the planning commission work.
Yeah, maybe so.
Telling you that you could have been a therapist wasn't all just a joke.
Well, I have some news.
News that requires taking a seat. It must be big.
Am I interrupting something?
No, he's just joking. What is it?
Angie just told me the radio tower was fixed and is now functional.
So my parents were right about something.
How did they know?
They didn't actually know. Just ran with the rumor. This place is like a playground.
My God.
Did you get through to anyone?
Not yet. Angie just set a meeting with a few people for the first call out.
Will you be there?
Yeah, she wants me there tonight. She also said that she would let me bring you.
Could Jack come too?
No, it's okay. I understand. Very confidential.
I'll ask, okay?
Thanks, Tessa.
But you have to swear to me that you won't tell a single person what you hear. If we're actually able to communicate with someone.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. They can know the radio tower was fixed, but they can't know about the conversations. That information has to come from Angie.
I swear.
Promise.
Tessa, could I borrow you for a minute?
Sure. See you around, lovebirds.
I can feel the love.
I wanted to talk to you first before the call-out meeting. I know you aren't afraid to speak up and ask questions, but this is different.
Did the crew say how the tower was broken in the first place?
They said it was busted hardware. Makes me think scavengers or another group stripped it for parts to trade.
With Philly and Richmond being abandoned, who could even use the tower other than us?
I think it's too far away from them. We've sent crews to Charleston and Louisville a while before you arrived, and they were empty.
Chicago, maybe?
Yeah, maybe Detroit or St. Louis. I don't know what to expect.
Well, if you do get through to someone, what do you want from them?
You know, I've spent so much time thinking about the logistics of getting the crew back and forth safely that I haven't even had time to think of what I would say.
You aren't going to send someone to them, right?
Maybe, if people are willing to go.
That's risky.
We've all lived in this seemingly perfect little bubble for a few years now. When I made the call to stop sending crews to safe zone coordinates and just focus on local supplies, I thought that would be enough. We don't need much, but this can't be it forever. We have to make bigger moves, no matter how uncomfortable and risky those moves might be.
It's just tough, thinking about how all this can't be enough.
I know it's hard imagining the future when you've just reached safety, but trust me, I've been thinking about it for a long time. I'll make the right decisions for this place. Always have.
Okay. I trust your leadership.
I'll see you in a few hours at headquarters.
Angie, could Jack join too?
I don't know.
He'll keep everything to himself. I promise you that.
Okay. But not a word about anything that's said behind those doors.
Understood.
I just don't think you're fully grasping the questions.
Oh, I think I got what it means.
You can't just eat mac and cheese on an island for the rest of your life. You need sustenance.
Hey, you can join the meeting.
Oh, thanks, Tessa.
Sealed. Lips.
Okay. Not a word. Especially not to my parents.
I've got a few things I have to take care of before then, so I'll see you at 7. And sharp.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is strictly commission business.
Kevin, it's fine. I said they could be here. They swore secrecy.
They have no business being in this room.
It might be smart to let a few young minds in on these things.
Goddamn teenagers.
Your reputation precedes you.
Sarah, if you're going to be here, please keep your thoughts to yourself.
Listen to your mom there, hotshot.
She's not my mom.
All right, because your dad couldn't.
Don't you fucking dare.
Do we have a problem here?
No.
Not at all.
I'm Sorry, Angie.
Let's just move on. Robert, did you finalize the roster in case we need to send anyone?
You should see if you can sit next to her.
I don't want to be pushy.
It's not pushy, it's initiative.
Angie, do you mind if I take that seat?
Come on. Alicia is under the weather, so she won't be joining.
Thanks. Just want a closer look at everything.
See, Kevin? Some people want to learn.
Got the roster right here, Angie.
I don't know what's going to happen this evening. Someone may answer our call, someone may not. It could be an inhabited safe zone, or it could be someone in a house somewhere. But until I know who it is, I don't want anyone here to speak while I have the PTT button pressed. To them, I'm the only person on the other side of this radio, and I want to keep it that way for now. Kevin, the map with the safe zone coordinates, please.
Here you go.
Here goes nothing. Come in, come in. Is anyone there? Can anyone hear me? Is anyone out there? My name is Angie. I come from a safe place. I just want to know if anyone is there.
Maybe. We just try again tomorrow.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who is this?
My name is Angie. Where are you radioing from?
We're in need. Can you send supplies?
How many are with you?
Me and my friend. The others were lost to them, but not me.
Where are you radioing from?
I don't know if I can trust you.
You can trust me. We just want to help who is left.
There's more of you?
Fuck. There's a few of us here, but we can be trusted.
I don't believe you.
There's more than a few, but that doesn't change anything. We just want to help you if you need it.
Where are you?
We're in Ohio. But what about you and your friend?
There's a chapel on Fir Hill next to the university in downtown Akron. We can meet there tomorrow before sunset.
I don't run supplies.
Then this conversation is over.
Wait, we can have someone bring you things. It just won't be me.
You try and lend a hand.
Her. You can send her and a partner. No one else.
We can send a small crew to you. They're more than capable.
No crew.
I'll go. But Robert is traveling with me.
You don't have to do this.
Stop meeting the stranger's demands. You have no idea who they are or what they really want.
I can speak for myself. Tell her.
Sarah!
She'll meet you there tomorrow with an escort.
Goodbye.
We'll leave first thing tomorrow morning. I'll call off tomorrow's search crew. Jack?
Got it.
I fear that I'm sending you both into danger.
We do that every day when we leave this place. This is no different.
You should have quit feeding into what she requested. Just switch channels and try it again tomorrow.
No, we need to find out where she's been and what her and her friend know.
They're probably just junkies, barely getting by and asking for handouts.
There's no way of knowing anything until we meet them. Sarah, Tessa, I'm sorry.
You didn't make my decision. I did. We'll meet them and go from there.
You have a detailed map that far out, Robert?
In my bag.
I have one with the safe zone coordinates, if that helps.
You have what?
We found it in Richmond.
You aren't authorized to hold one of those.
Is that true, Angie?
We don't allow our people to have access to them. You need to give it to us.
Why?
It's just protocol that was set up when this place was built. Those are confidential, and it needs to stay in the safe.
But we should be able to!
That's final, Tessa. You need to hand it over before you leave in the morning.
Okay, fine.
That's all, everyone. And not a word to anyone. I'll inform them when the visit has concluded. Dismissed. Jack, that is not how that should have gone. If I had a lesson to teach you right now, it would be that even the people in charge feel pressure.
I can understand that. I know you have a lot on your plate, and I respect that. But if you wouldn't mind having me around so I could learn a thing or two, I'd be grateful.
Why don't you join me for my walkthrough? Today is Monday, so tomorrow in the courtyard at 10 a.m.?
I'll be there. Thank you.
Maybe you can teach me a thing or two. Have a good evening, Jack.
You're really going tomorrow?
I think it's for the best.
I'm sure Robert can just take someone else. We don't have to follow what they requested.
I want to.
Again with this wanting to leave here thing.
Jack, I appreciate that you're worried about me. I do. You've been that way since I met you.
Worry is my middle name.
That's a stupid middle name. I know it sounds crazy, but I miss the road.
I just wish you could stay, is all. There's nothing in here that could take you away.
The danger is not what I'm after. It's the future and what could come next. It's comfortable here and it's home. I know it is, but...
Yeah, Just don't forget that.
I would never leave here for good. And especially not without you.
Okay.
Just try to not worry about me so much. I can take care of myself. And I won't be alone.
I can't do that. Like I said, it's my middle name.
I think you need new material.
Well, you should get some rest. I'll see you in the morning before you leave.
Night, Jackwory.
Good night, Miss Norbury.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry I fussed at you and tried to step in back there. You're an adult and you can stick up for yourself.
Ugh. Don't say that.
Say what?
I'm not an adult. Yet.
Young adult. How about that?
That's better.
I guess it's just a habit. Looking out for people.
I appreciate that you do.
Good luck tomorrow. Okay?
That was rude. What I said in there about you when Kevin was going after me.
You don't have to.
No one could ever be her. She'll never be replaced. But that's not to say I'm not aware of our situation. I want you to know you are that figure in my life now, and if you see me in the same way, I'd be grateful to carry that torch for her.
I do.
I won't squander that title.
Hey, get some rest here. You're gonna need it.
Good night.
Adira, ma'am. How would you like us to prepare for tomorrow's visitors?
Execute the chosen girl's partner on sight. Then bring her to me.
Who would you like to take the shot, ma'am?
Have your initiate Luke take it. He shows promise and patience.
Yes, ma'am.
Do not harm the girl. Do you understand, Liam?
Yes, ma'am.
If she enters this chamber with one speck of blood on her wrist, you will fall in rank. Understood?
The punishment is agreed upon.
Dismissed.
Do not fuck this up for me. Got it?
I've been preparing for this shot since I became an initiate.
Go seek rest and be at your mark at dawn.
I will immediately.
For her.
For her.
Hey.
I need to speak to you.
Let go of me. I can walk on my own.
Asher, a plan has been set.
The radio?
Yes. Did you tell anyone?
Of course not. We'd both get killed for that.
She chose a voice. She'll be arriving tomorrow with a companion.
What do you need me to do?
When it's darkest, leave through the underground vents. You need to warn them before they get here.
How do you expect me to catch them? I don't even know what way they're coming from.
The speaker said Ohio, from a safe place.
So Cleveland?
Probably. All roads are blocked other than west, so just wait for them at the edge of downtown.
I'll leave after the honoring ceremony.
This could be our way out of all of this. She can't find out all locations. I'm counting on you.
The Day Everything Changed is a Riffage Media production. Created by me, Lane Fortenberry. Season 3, written by Lane Fortenberry and Zariah Leva. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Bellrose. Jack, voiced by Benjamin Glassman. Angie, voiced by Zariah Leva. Robert, voiced by Jaden Compuesto. Kevin, voiced by Carter Peterson. Adira, voiced by Lee Eaton. Liam, voiced by Barrett Villarreal. Luke, voiced by Samuel Swafford. Gabby, voiced by Giselle Gowoski. Jane, voiced by Julia Rodriguez. Colin and Otis, voiced by Travis Odom. Asher, voiced by Derek Benefield. Otis's initiate, voiced by Jeffrey Thomas. Music, by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21
21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.